From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, indicating the target was King Salman's Yamama Palace. Air defenses destroyed it. There were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke of the attack during a Security Council meeting.
According to the Houthis themselves, it was targeted at a meeting of Saudi leaders in Riyadh, in an area crowded with government offices. Thankfully, the missile was intercepted before it could hit its intended target. But the very fact of this attack is a flashing red siren for this council.
She said the missile bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided equipment. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between Yemen rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. A missile attack last month prompted the coalition to temporarily close access to Yemen to block weapon shipments, but it also cut access to desperately needed humanitarian aid. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, warned millions are in need of food assistance.
The prognosis is not good. If the blockade is not fully, completely lifted and the interference in our work is not reduced or taken away, then the results in pushing back on cholera and pushing back on famine over the last six months will be lost.
Iran supported the rebels but has denied supplying them weapons. South African Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, newly elected leader of the ruling African National Congress, Tuesday expressed gratitude at being elected Monday.
All of us are humbled, deeply humbled to have been invested with this confidence by the delegates of our movement.
He's expected to succeed President Jacob Zuma in 2019 elections, but faces daunting challenges, including corruption, crime, and a weak economy. This is VOA News.